And for weeks, economists have been urging the government to act now to get money into people's pockets to ease the economic shock from the coronavirus. And as we've said today, Secretary of State Steven Mnuchin said Republicans are ready to rally behind a larger House bill that would inject $850 billion into the economy. Let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
How are you?
I'm good. And we're learning details of the stimulus package. And the big news, of course, today, Secretary Mnuchin said part of it will be the government sending checks right to people, cold hard cash. Let's listen.
We're looking at sending checks to Americans immediately. And what we've heard from hardworking Americans, many companies have now shut down, whether it's bars or restaurants. Americans need cash now, and the president wants to get cash now. And I mean now, in the next 2 weeks.
So, Robin Farzad, we're also hearing from economists on this program that this will do too little. You know, it's just a gesture, but a gesture many Americans will appreciate.
Yeah, and that's a huge headline. At the very least, you're going to get a headline of a $850 billion economic stimulus package, and there's certainly more on the table. Everything else in the world right now is in flux, but we do know that this proposal's expected to include delaying tax deadlines. You have forbearance for student loan interest payments. On top of everything we saw Congress include last week with expanded sick leave and other financial aid for virus testing. So let's see what comes out of this express lawmaking, if you will.
And as to those checks, Derek Thompson from The Atlantic told us yesterday, reminded us that George W. Bush did something similar after 2008, checks right out to people after the housing collapse. But what besides checks is in this package, do we know?
Well, yeah, you have the White House has been pushing on this whole payroll tax cut thing for a while. But there are interesting things if you have small businesses that are terrified about their cash flow prospects, like a restaurant that has not had, table service, is maybe as a skeletal staff, can offer a curbside pickup or delivery. There's this discussion of postponing the due date for quarterly tax payments. So that at least provides some relief in the short term that lets restaurants husband cash flow. You saw unanimity with the $1,000 check idea that people such as Tom Cotton and Mitt Romney, it would have been unthinkable for stalwarts of the GOP to advocate getting behind what would otherwise be called a handout.
Yeah, Andrew Yang is kind of smiling. $50 billion of the $850 billion would go to bailing out the airline industry. A lot of people are saying, wait a second, they rode the bull market to record profits. Why do they get bailout and not, let's say, a small gym?
Yeah, it's justified anger. I mean, these are super-merged airlines that have, you know, banked record profits over 8 years, squeezing passengers. They hiked fares, nickel and dimed us. They rode surcharges to these outsized profits and then returned that money to shareholders if you look at buybacks and dividends. So there's this new, you know, Susan of what we heard in 2009, private profit, socialized risk. But the airlines know that they are systemically important. I mean, they are the system. And if they go under, if they just pull back, that's a bigger price tag for the government and for the system to have to handle than maybe preemptively offering them aid.
But Robin Farzad, you know, how do you think, I mean, we're not going to talk directly to the markets because, you know, we they're all over the place. But will this satisfy investors? We just have a few seconds, or calm them.
I just think it buys time. I think until there's something approximating an all clear, it's easy to go out again. It's easy to dine. You can see people. You have an economy in kind of unprecedented freeze. And this is only stimulating at the margins.
Well, I still say order out, buy gift certificates. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.